People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hello, this is Monica Reinagle, and this is the Nutrition Diva Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. A number of you have asked me to respond to a pretty new documentary called What the Health, and you can find that on Netflix or Vimeo if you haven't seen it yet. This is the latest in a growing number of documentary films that focus on how what we eat affects our health and environment, and how business, industry, and public policy affect what we eat. Other films in this general category that you might have seen include Forks Over Knives, Cowspiracy, Farmland, Food Inc., King Korn, and Fast Food Nation. I'll start with just a couple of reactions to this specific film, but I also want to share some thoughts about this type of documentary in general. What the Health argues that meat and dairy products are the primary cause of cancer, diabetes, obesity, and heart disease. At one point, one expert even testifies that consuming sugar plays no role in the development of diabetes. I'm sure that was very much appreciated by the corn and the cane growers, not to mention the American Beverage Association. I don't really have time in this brief podcast to go through the movie point by point. Suffice it to say that the film includes a lot of facts, but also a lot of opinion, anecdote, unsubstantiated claims, misleading statements, and a few outright falsehoods. Just because someone has an MD or PhD after their name does not guarantee that everything that comes out of their mouth is reliable. But my main criticism of the film is that obesity, diabetes, cancer, and heart disease simply cannot be pinned on any one food group or nutrient. For one thing, these are complex diseases with multiple factors, of which diet is only one. Now, when it comes to diet and disease, it's not about any single element, but how you put all the pieces together. Just as there are a lot of ways to build a healthy diet, there are a lot of ways to kill yourself with food. Virtually any food or food group can be eaten in quantities or ways that will cause harm, even if that harm is simply due to the absence of other foods or important nutrients. By the same token, virtually any food that might cause problems if overconsumed can safely be enjoyed in moderation in the context of a healthy diet. As I've said so many times before, when you're considering whether a given food is quote-unquote healthy or unhealthy, you have to take into consideration how much of it you're eating, what you're eating it with, and even what you might be eating if you weren't eating that instead. For example, eating processed meat 7 days a week as part of a diet that doesn't include fresh fruits or vegetables and also provides 50% more calories than you need is certainly going to increase your risk of cancer and other diseases. But eating a hot dog at a ball game on a day that you also had a big salad for lunch and ran with the dog for a mile or two, very unlikely to impact your cancer risk. Likewise, drinking a soda in the context of a nutritious and calorie-appropriate diet is unlikely to contribute to your risk of obesity or diabetes. consuming a high-calorie diet in which 30% of those calories are coming from sweetened beverages combined with a sedentary lifestyle, yep, that's probably going to cause some problems. It should also be said that even people who eat excellent diets and are at a healthy body weight sometimes do get diabetes, heart disease, and cancer anyway, because diet is only one of many factors that come into play here. And I talked about that not too long ago in a podcast titled The Disease-Proofing Myth. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now let's get back to this discussion of these food and health-related documentaries that so many of you have asked me about. Here's the thing you need to understand about films like this. These filmmakers are not seeking to present a balanced view of a complex topic in order to allow you to come to your own conclusions. They know what conclusions they want you to draw, and they are using every tool at their disposal to lead you to it. And remember, filmmakers are also in the entertainment business, so they're going to make their story as sensational, shocking, heartrending, controversial, and/or hair-raising as they possibly can. Watching a movie like this can be informative and entertaining, but it's less like reading an investigative journalism piece and more like attending a campaign rally. If I'm running for office, I'm not going to spend my campaign events exploring both sides of an issue, and there are always at least two sides to every issue. Even if I'm absolutely scrupulous about never saying an untrue thing and having sources to back up all my statements, I'm still going to be very selective about the facts, evidence, and arguments that I choose to emphasize and which ones I'm going to leave out of the story. If my opponent has ever voted to raise taxes, for example, I'm going to be sure to mention that every chance I get. And the fact that the tax increase she voted for was more than offset by 3 other tax cuts that she also voted for, that's probably not going to make it into my talking points. Because as a political candidate, my job at a campaign rally is not to give you all the facts or to put them in context. My job is to convince you to vote for me and not my opponent. And, of course, to fire up my base. So if you're a conscientious citizen, you're not going to choose who to vote for based solely on what a candidate says about themselves and their record. Hopefully, you're also going to see what other informed and independent sources might have to say about both the candidate and his rival. Maybe you'd even attend a campaign rally for the other candidate, just to hear the other side of the story. Similarly, before drawing any hard and fast conclusions about the entire beef industry after watching the documentary Cowspiracy, which was made by vegan proponents, you might choose to watch the documentary Farmland, which was produced by those who work in the cattle industry. As you might imagine, these two films paint very different pictures of the same industry. And I'm not sure I'd really take either one of them as a complete and balanced representation. Watching both of them would certainly give you more information than watching just one. Documentaries can be a great way to learn about things that we might otherwise not have any way of experiencing. And they frequently propel us to take action that might make us or the world a healthier place. And I'm not saying that these filmmakers have bad intentions. I think they very much believe that adopting their point of view is in your best interests. But to that end, they're usually highly selective about the information they present and how it is interpreted. They can be sensational and emotionally manipulative. And they sometimes misrepresent the facts, whether intentionally or unintentionally. So before making any life-changing decisions, it's at least worth investigating whether there are any other points of view to consider. If I'm researching a Nutrition Diva episode on a controversial topic, for example, I always try to interview people on both sides of the issue. Now, I know that each one is going to be spinning the facts and citing evidence to support their point of view. But even if they're picking and choosing which facts to highlight, I know that both of these experts are probably going to be more knowledgeable about their particular issue than I am. I often give them an opportunity to rebut or respond to the most incendiary charges raised by the other side. And by listening to both sides carefully and skeptically, I can usually uncover sources and facts that I might have missed otherwise. And in fact, there are several episodes in the Nutrition Diva archives that take a closer look at some of the specific claims made in the movie What the Health. And I've included links to several of those in the show notes for today, which you'll find at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. Comments on this movie or this week's topic? You can post them on our website at quickanddirtytips.com or come join the discussion on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page. I'm sure it's going to be a good one this week. And now have a great week and remember to eat something good for me.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.